You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
Another statistical darling as far as expected fantasy points go is Amari Cooper. And I'm looking at buying Amari Cooper. I don't know how you feel about this one, but he's sixth in total targets this season, third in air yard share. And you talk about expected points per game. Cooper's 17.2 expected points per game would rank as the overall wide receiver 9 this season if it were actual. Instead, he's sitting at 10.6 actual points per game this season, which is wide receiver 51 on the year. And the problem, it's been catchable targets. Just 57% of his targets are catchable, which is terrible. And that's a direct indictment on Deshaun Watson. You have to figure a QB change is coming at some point, right? Like, you have to, because Deshaun Watson has looked terrible. The offense is just in a complete rut right now. Imagine a move to Jameis Winston. That could open things up big time. You don't want to count on that happening, but that is in the cards. It's in the range of outcomes. And whoever has Cooper in your league is probably just about finished with him, especially because he had another dud performance in the top three matchup for wide receivers in fantasy this season last week. I'm going to look at Amari Cooper. I'm going to try and get him ultra cheap right now. Take a flyer and just see where things go, because he's been earning targets like a madman. It just hasn't been realized. So if he could just start to regress and get that positive regression to the mean with his production, I think we could be looking at a bargain here. Because what realistically are people going to try and trade Amari Cooper for if he can't come through in a matchup against the Commanders? It's terrible. He has one good game. Outside of that, he's been, I think, under 10 points every other game this season.
Yeah. I mean, you got to buy him cheap, right? Like, I wouldn't spend up in just in case they continue to start
Deshaun.
Like, I just can't. Like, it's been so bad. Deshaun Watson has been the most, he's been so bad, like, terrible. And I think if I saw something somewhere where, like, his catchable target rate is, like, the worst ever on, like, the amount of targets he's received, like, total number of targets, like, for, like, 20 years or something like that. And it's that bad. It's, like, historically bad.
I think he has like 45 or 46 targets Amari Cooper does, and 22 have been catchable. And then also you couple that with he had a couple drops too, but I'm just kind of hanging that on. This is just a terrible vibe on this offense. Like, nothing is going right. So I feel like Amari Cooper could also be moved. We don't know. You know what I mean? So there is a little upside there too. Yeah. If he would end up being traded, his contract is very tradable. So there's a lot of different outs for Amari Cooper to improve based on where he's at.
If Jameis Winston becomes a quarterback, Amari Cooper's a wide receiver 1.
Yeah, right? That would be amazing. Could you imagine that? We need more Jameis Winston in our life. Like, could you imagine the paradigm shift, the full 180 of going from Deshaun Watson as your quarterback to Jameis Winston? That would just be legendary.
Amari Cooper has like the most air yards in the league right now. And
yeah, I think he's third in air yards based on fantasy life. I think it's third, but it's still very, very high. In terms of air yard share, he might be up there. I can double check.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's crazy because with Jameis, it would probably be higher.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the air yards would be even higher with Jameis. You know, the ultimate YOLO quarterback is what we need for this offense. Yeah, okay, so I can get behind that, but, like, I need to, you know, I need to be able to buy him cheap.